Eins. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Haribo. Madhupati. So ein nektarhafter Name eigentlich, nicht? Madhupati Syam Vihari. Toller Name. Shadwata. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Madhava Kunya Bihadi Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Oh, Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat Isti Vaingre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakoho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gradha Sivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Good morning to everyone. And I would like to now know which language we should use. Daya Gauranga Prabhu, maybe you can help me to make a decision. Should we ask who? Let me ask you like this. Who of you speaks English and not German? Please raise your hand. One, two. English. You speak English, huh? One, two. Wait. One, two, three. Wer von? Yeah. You are more intelligent than me. I couldn't follow, but but now our devotees come from Munit, German Basia. Hey, you speak German or sprichst du Deutsch? Yeah. Others are coming, Raghavananda, and so we are finding out in which language we should speak. Okay. So what did you say, Dayag?
In simple words, if you speak in German, if you would speak in German, we would have two people translating.
Yeah.
If you would speak in English, we have one person.
So we should then speak in English? Okay. Ihr spricht alle Englisch, oder? Daniel, du sprichst ein gutes Englisch, ne? Ja, Madhupati so und so, der spricht alles. Hare Krishna. Siam Vihari. Danke. Oh, super schön. Also den Gelandten machen möchte ich eins sagen. Diese Blumen, habe ich rausgefunden, die haben so Staubpollen, oder? Stimmt das? Die machen so den Doti so. Ja, also hier, wenn man vorsichtig ist, geht es also. Aber wenn man sich bewegt, dann... Also ich sage das für die Zukunft. Ich bin ein sehr unbedeutender Mensch, aber wenn ihr mal einen richtigen Swami habt und der macht ihn sein Dhoti schmutzig, dann ist das. So. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
We have a very interesting verse today, which is really special. The verse starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrena Nina Devasya Kuyatra Vyamayin Buddha Sarapayam Vivide Dravya Deshakala Vibhagavit. Translation. Yes, where is it? Fourth canto, chapter 8, text 54. Fourth canto, chapter 8, text 54. Hare Krishna. Da hast du das ganze Bhagavatam drin, in dem kleinen Gerät? Ja?
Noch mehr.
Noch mehr. Unglaublich. Also, vierter Kanto, Dayagoranga, fourth Kanto, chapter 8, Text 54. Yes, you have it?
Oh.
Translation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is the 12-syllable mantra for worshipping Lord Krishna. One should install the physical forms of the Lord, and with the chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by authorities. But this should be done in consideration of place, time and attendant, conveniences and inconveniences. Here's the text. I should mention that this was spoken by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj as he instructed that one should chant a mantra in order to please Krishna, see Krishna. Purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is known as the Dvadashakshara mantra. This mantra is chanted by Vaishnava devotees and it begins with pranava or omkara. There is an injunction that those who are not Brahmanas cannot pronounce the Pranava mantra. But Dhruva Maharaj was born a Kshatriya. He at once admitted before Narada Muni that as a Kshatriya, he was unable to accept Narada's instruction of renunciation and mental equilibrium, which are the concern of a Brahmana. Still, although not a Brahmana, but a Kshatriya, Dhruva was allowed on the authority of Narada to pronounce the pranava Omkara. This is very significant. And now Prabhupada will tell us a secret. Why is it significant that although there is an injunction you that only Brahmanas can chant the pranava or mantra Om, Narada gave this mantra to a Kshatriya, Dhruva. So especially in India, the caste Brahmanas object greatly when persons from other castes who are not born in Brahmanas' family recite this pranava mantra. But there is tacit proof that if a person accepts the Vaishnava mantra or Vaishnava way of worshipping the deity, he is allowed to chant the pranava mantra. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord personally accepts that anyone, even one of a low species, can be elevated to the highest position and go back home, back to Godhead, simply if he worships properly. The prescribed rules, as stated here by Narada Muni, are that one should accept the mantra through a bona fide spiritual master and hear the mantra in the right ear. Not only should one chant or murmur the mantra, but in front of him he must have the deity or physical form of the Lord. Of course, when the Lord appears, it is no longer a physical form. For example, when an iron rod is made red hot in a fire, it is no longer fire, iron. I'm sorry, once again. For example, when an iron rod is made red hot in a fire, it is no longer iron. It is fire. Similarly, when we make a form of the Lord, whether of wood or stone or metal or jewels or paint or even a form within the mind, it is a bona fide, spiritual, transcendental form of the Lord. Not only must one receive the mantra from the bona fide spiritual master like Narada Muni or his representative in the disciplic succession, but one must chant the mantra. And not only must one chant, but he should also offer whatever foodstuff is available in his part of the world according to time and convenience. The method of worship, chanting the mantra and preparing the forms of the Lord, is not stereotyped, nor is it exactly the same everywhere. It is specifically mentioned in this verse. Then one should take consideration of the time, the place, and the available conveniences. Our Krishna consciousness movement is going on throughout the entire world, and we also install deities in different centers. So did you, up till now, did you follow what Prabhupada was saying? He first of all made the point that anyone who takes initiation in the Vaishnava line is entitled or berechtigt to approach the Lord with mantras and with a form. Installing the form. I especially like in this purport that here Prabhupada says you should chant the mantra and install the form of the deity. you know, this, and then sit before the deity and chant. That's a very important point in our japa seminar. You know, I made the point, a very strong point, which most probably you have forgotten by now, but so I will repeat it for you again, that when you chant, you must establish a relationship, an inner relationship to the form which you, to the Lord whose name you chant. Huh? And that can be done, we learn now, by looking, while you chant, at the form of the deity. I do remember in Prabhupada's when Prabhupada instructed us and was amongst us, he would really tell us we should sit before the deity and chant. And I remember when I joined in London, you know, we had the Mangal Arati, like we do now. But then after the Mangal Arati, listen to this, the deities were open, the curtains were open for, I would say, 1 hour and a half, and we would chant our japa directly before the forms of the Lord. And we would feel we are addressing Radha and Krishna. Hey Radhe, hey Krishna, hey Radhe, hey Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Radhe, hey Radhe. We felt like that. I remember I was very impressed by this because I was I had just joined the temple and I thought it so personal. And then the Lord would, the curtain would be drawn and then the deities would be dressed in their new garments and half an hour later there would be the deity greeting. I'm not saying that we should do this today, at this time, because Prabhupada changed this. Why? Because the deity worship became more elaborate. It took longer than half an hour to dress the deities because so many nice turbans were there, so many nice ornaments, so many nice garments, and therefore the deities needed, the deities needed all the time of the japa period to get ready for the Darshan Arati. But I'm just saying that it was known to us and we were instructed like this by Prabhupada, you must chant before Krishna and address him with the mantra. This is a genuine bona fide process which you find here in the Bhagavatam where Narada Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj how he should do. Now Prabhupada will talk about something which gives him a heartache. He will talk about a personal worry which he has, and he will defend his movement because in his time he was often attacked by Indian brahmanas. You will see. Listen very carefully, please. Sometimes our Indian friends, Prabhupada says to them, puffed up with concocted notions, so they are puffed up friends, criticize. Oh, in ISKCON, this has not been done, that has not been done. But they forget this instruction of Narada Muni to one of the greatest Vaishnavas, Dhruva Maharaj. One has to consider the particular time, country and conveniences. What is convenient in India may not be convenient in the Western countries. Those who are not actually in the line of acharyas or who personally have no knowledge of how to act in the role of acharya unnecessarily criticize the activities of the ISKCON movement in countries outside of India. The fact is that such critics cannot do anything personally to spread Krishna consciousness. If someone does go and preach, taking all risks and allowing all considerations for time and place, it might be that there are changes in the manner of worship. But that is not at all faulty, according to Shastra. Now Prabhupada will quote one of the great commentators of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. He goes out of the Gaudiya now to make his point. Sriman Veera Raghava Acharya, an acharya in the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, has remarked in his commentary that Chandalas, all conditioned souls who are born in lower than Shudra families, can also be initiated according to circumstances. You know, we can almost hear Prabhupada saying, da habt ihr's. The formalities may be slightly changed here and there to make them Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that his name should be heard in every nook and corner of the world. How is this possible? Unless one preaches everywhere. The cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavad Dharma. He especially recommends Krishna Katha, or the cult of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He recommends that every Indian, especially Munit, considering this task to be para upaka, or welfare activity, take the Lord's message to other residents of the world. So every Indian should take the message of the Lord and bring it to other people. Other residents of the world does not refer only to those who are exactly like the Indian Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, or like the caste Brahmanas who claim to be Brahmanas because they were born in the families of Brahmana. The principle that only Indians and Hindus should be brought into the Vaishnava cult is a mistaken idea. There should be propaganda to bring everyone to the Vaishnava cult. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. There is no bar means like hindrance, obstacle, to propagating the Krishna consciousness movement even among people who are born in Chandala, Mlecha or Yavada families, like us Germans here. Even in India, this point has been enunciated by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his book Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is Smriti and is the authorized Vedic guide for Vaishnavas in their daily behavior. Sanatana Goswami says, now listen, now we will hear on what basis this claim that even people who are born in unfortunate families can be turned into Vaishnavas. What is the Brahman, the proof for this? Listen, Sanatana Goswami says that as bell metal can turn to gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process, so by the bona fide diksha or initiation method, anyone can become a Vaishnava. One should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, who is authorized by his predecessor, spiritual master. This is called Diksha Vidhana. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Vyapashrita, Lord Chaitanya states in Bhagavad Gita, Vyapashritya. One should accept a spiritual master. By this process, the entire world can be converted to Krishna consciousness. Wonderful. Very wonderful. Oh, Krishna. I'm tempted to just read on my own. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nivesesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I want to say that what I will tell now is either for advanced devotees or intelligent devotees. If you are not advanced and not intelligent, you won't understand. But I guess you will all try to concentrate and then will hear this. This is here very, very important. In a spiritual life, you have to ask really two questions. You have to ask, what is the goal? It's called in Sanskrit sadhya. And what is the sadhana, that is the practice to reach my goal? What is the goal of my spiritual life? And how do I reach it? In other words, it's called sadhana, no, sadhya, the goal. Sadhana, this is the practice. And then this is instructed by a sadhu. Sadhya, sadhana, sadhu. Very important, these three elements for your spiritual life. So here, in this section of the Bhagavatam, we find Dhruva Maharaj, who goes into the forest because he looks for God. You know, typical search motive. You know, he left his old life to become a spirit, to find the Lord, his heart, and then he meets a sadhu, Narad Muni, the greatest of our rishis, who helps him with the sadhana. You know, he has already, Dhruva has his sadhya in mind. He wants to meet Krishna. His goal is very much there. But he needs to do that. He needs to find a sadhu, Narada Muni, who instructs him in the proper sadhana. Now, all of you have also gone into the forest. You have left your, you know, symbolically, you have left your old life behind. You have met Srila Prabhupada, who has instructed you in the sadhana, that is the process how you will be successful to meet your Lord. And it's very, very interesting that to understand exactly what does Narada Muni and what does Prabhupada tell as the sadhana. What exactly is to be done? And here you find a very, I like this section of the Bhagavatam so much because it's so absolutely clear. Narada Muni gives Dhruva Maharaj three elements in his sadhana. He gives him the form of the Lord. He gives him a mantra which he should chant to reach the Lord. And he gives him ajana, that means the process of deity worship, of worshipping the form. And how this is going on, you can study very nicely. He talks here about the form of the Lord. The Lord is described as having a mark of Sri Vatsa on his chest. What is the mark of Sri Vatsa? Yes. It's whitish hair, and it has 2.5 circles. 1, 2, 3. And Lakshmi resides there. Sign of the Lord. It's a line of white hairs, a little like a circle, 2.5 circles. Then there is the sitting place of the goddess of fortune, that is, golden lines on Krishna, on the Lord's chest. And his bodily hue is deep bluish. The Lord is a person, he wears a garland of flowers, and he is eternally manifest with four hands which hold a conchal, wheel, club, and lotus flower. Yeah. So this is the form which Narada Muni gives to Dhruva Maharaj. It's the form of the Lord in the heart, really. Now, he tells him what he should do. He should chant a mantra. You know which mantra he gave him? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The all-present form of the Lord. The Lord in the heart. And listen to this. What should he do with his mind? He should meditate while he chants this mantra on the form of the Lord. He says, the Lord is always smiling. And the devotee should constantly see the Lord in this form, as he looks very mercifully toward the devotee. In this way, the meditator should always look towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bestower of all benedictions. My dear devotee, if you concentrate on the Lord, that's called meditation, you will never fall down. This is what Prabhupada says. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he also has said that the devotee should meditate constantly about the smiling form of Lord Syama Sundar. You know, we don't think so much about Paramatma because we are all on Krishna. We are Krishna Bhaktas. So the smile of Lord Krishna you should meditate upon. You should meditate about his glistening black locks of hair which frame his beautiful face. That's so wonderful. And you should just see the smile of Krishna. This smile of Krishna will take care that all your misery goes. Sarvata. You may be sad that you cannot get the Lakshmi to go to Radha Desh. But, you know, chant and meditate about the smile of Krishna. You will be all right. Don't worry. This is very, very good process. Now, Prabhupada knows that we Hare Krishnas are terribly new in spiritual life. And he says, one should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when the chanting is performed offenselessly, means without offense. The Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. That means if you chant, you will see Krishna and meditation is automatically achieved. Huh? The chanter therefore has to concentrate on hearing the vibration, and without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. Dayaguranga, has the Lord appeared for you? Or Gaurahari, where Gaurahari is the most advanced of all the Vaishnavas in the world, there's no question. No, if I ask myself, has the Lord appeared in my heart? I believe it is very, very useful if we follow this other process of Narada Muni. That is, we have the form of the Lord before us when we chant. In our lives, you see, I so much have desired that, oh, Radha Krishna, please come in your beautiful form to me. And then the Lord came to me as Radha Kanaya Lal. You can see they are on the altar. Most probably, you have not yet seen them because you have not looked properly on the altar, but there are small Radha Krishna deities on the altar. Radha Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm sometimes a little critical. That's why I don't make any advancement. I'm so offensive. But you know, please see behind this the motive. I really want you to become good devotees of Krishna and really use a little bit your God-given talents in your spiritual life. So, yes. So this is what we can do. We can... Narada Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj, bring the deities before you. Install them. Dhruva Maharaj made them out of clay, out of earth, handmade deities, and looked at them while he chanted. You can do the same. You can be at your home, you can have a picture of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Maharaj, and then Hare Krishna, you chant, and you view the form of the Lord. Sometimes when you close the form of the eyes, you will see the form coming very simply, very easy by this process of archana, of a deity service before you. No? We chant all the time, we chant before Radha Kanaya Lal. Not all the time, because when we are preaching, everything goes helter skelter, alles geht durcheinander, you know, but as much as it is convenient as it is possible. Because, you know, you're chanting a mantra to reach the Lord, you reach Radha and Krishna. Now, Prabhupada has very, very, very nicely installed deities of Gaur-Nitai. Sometimes I can imagine devotees are asking themselves, why Gaur-Nitai? We are called the Radha Krishna Temple. Is this how our Munich Temple is called? Radha Krishna Temple? Or Krishna Temple. The Krishna Temple. Where is Krishna on your altar, please? Now is Radha Kanaya Lal are there. But where is Krishna on the altar? Some of the Indian devotees must ask this question, Munit, isn't it? When they come, where is Krishna? Who are the two forms here? Krishna is considered to be Shyama Sunda form. These are golden forms. I can't see Krishna on your altar, yet you say you are a Krishna temple. I think you are an irrelevant sect. This is how some Indians think like this. No? You say something and you do another thing. Haribol. What is... Listen very carefully. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. But in his most merciful form. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, already at that time, this question was there. How is he Krishna? You know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had, who was the court pandit. The court pandit is the supreme pandit or scholar in the government of Maharaj Prataparudra. I was amazed when I found out that Maharaj Prataparudra's kingdom was much, much bigger than the present-day Orissa. Much bigger. It extended really, as far as I remember, it extended down to the half of the Indian continent. You know, if this is, grossly speaking, India, like this, you know, then Prataparudra Maharaj was, let's say this is, well, it's difficult to show now, let me say this is India. His kingdom was from here to half of India. It was really big. It was really the biggest kingdom. It was called Kalinga, the kingdom of Kalinga. And his pandit was really a very powerful pandit. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, was really very, very informed. So once, his relative of his, Gopinath Acharya, he came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and to discuss something with him, because something unusual had happened. The day before, a tall sannyasi had been seen who ran into the temple trying to climb up the altar and embrace Jagannath. He had fallen down unconscious just before the altar. He couldn't climb, in other words. And the guards wanted to beat him. You know, they thought that was one of the many crazy people, the dangerous, crazy, crackpot sadhus. You know, the many, you can see amongst the sadhus, some are not real sadhus. They are mentally deranged. So they thought that was one of them, you know. And they wanted to just drive him out with sticks. Sarvabhauma had heard about this and he had quickly come to the sannyasi. You must know, this you can see today also, from his house there was a tunnel, you know, something like a tunnel, I have seen this, which went under the earth directly in front of the altar. Shoop. You can see. Now I wanted to go through this tunnel also, because I'm a little adventurous by nature. But I was informed to not go, because now there are many snakes inside. But there is this Geheimgang, you know, how do we say, secret path under earth. And Sarvabhauma had just run through the tunnel, had come out, and he had seen the sannyasi, whom the guards wanted to just beat out. And he said, stop. He's not an ordinary. He's not crazy. I can see there is a very, very wonderful effulgence coming from him. Then he tested him on the ground by putting some cotton swab, and it was just merely breathing It meant he was almost breathless. His breath had almost stopped. He got this. He has the highest states of ecstasy. You know, you leave him alone. Bring him to me in my house. I want to study him further. Then Gopinath Acharya had come and said, "This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is God." Sarvabhauma said, "There's no God in Kali Yuga coming. There's no incarnation. It's not in the Shastras. You don't know the Shastras. Stop talking, you fool." Mm-hmm. Gopinath Acharya, you know, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very authoritative. He was a scholar. The best scholar of India. He really knew. He was instructing the highest sannyasis in his class, Krishna Chaitanya. This was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Very, very. So then Gopinath Acharya had, you know, wie sagen in Deutsch, hat ihm Kontra gegeben. He argued for Mahaprabhu's divinity by quoting some shastras which did not convince Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya at all. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not really understand that Lord Chaitanya is God. Only when Lord Chaitanya showed him two miracles. One was his extraordinary command over the Shastras, and the second is when he actually showed him Narayan form. Did he show him another form? And the Sadbuja form, where Ram and Krishna are combined in his form. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was converted, you know, was. But he could not, although he was really the best scholar, he could not understand this. So when we bring pious Indians come to our temple, they will not be able to understand so easily that there is God on the altar. But of course, Indians are not so concerned. You know, they will think, well, whatever they worship, that's their God, so it's also a God. You know, they don't think so deeply any longer in Kali Yuga. But here, Ramananda Roy, he could actually immediately understand when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is Krishna. And he said it in two wonderful shlokas. Pahile dekilontoma sanyasi svarupa ebe toma dekimuni syama goparupa tomala samuke deki kanchana panchalika tanra gaura kantye tomara sarva angadaka. See what Ramananda Roy saw when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At first I saw you appear like a sannyasi, but now I'm seeing you as Syama Sundara, the cowherd boy. And again it changed. I now see you appearing like a golden doll. Who's the golden doll? Radharani. And your entire body appears covered by a golden luster. And Prabhupada purports, Syama Sundar is blackish. But here Ramananda Roy says that he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear golden. The lustrous body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered by the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. So first, let's make it simple. First, you know, Ramananda Roy looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he saw Syama Sundara Krishna. Blackish. Then before the blackish form came Radharani. So he saw, in other words, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. I see that you are holding a flute to your mouth and your lotus eyes are moving restlessly due to various ecstasy. I actually see you in this way. This is very wonderful. My Lord, please tell me without duplicity what is causing this. You know, is this some magic which you work at the moment? You know, what is going on here? The Mahaprabhu said, he avoided the question. Mahaprabhu never said that he is Radha and Krishna. He said, it's very simple. You are full of love of Krishna and you see your Krishna everywhere. You know, you are a lover of God. So it's not me who's Radha Krishna, it's you. It's your devotional eye which sees this. But you will see it everywhere. And then he quoted a shloka in this connection. So, my dear devotees, what do I want to explain today in this lecture? My first point is I want to introduce you to the sadhana of chanting your Hare Krishna mantra while thinking of Radha and Krishna. This is easiest done. This is easy done when you chant before the deity or picture. I like very much that from the beginning our devotees have put Radha Syam Sunda in the Munich temple in pictures, and now it has disappeared, but all of the weak, beautiful faces of Radha Syam Sunda were there on the balustrade. I think yesterday this picture was taken because Radha Syam Sunda went on the altar. So this is very good. Or you can just simply chant before Gauranga, who is most merciful. And you can pray to Gauranga to show you his mercy. And then one day you will see what Ramananda Roy has seen, which is described here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will see all of a sudden the cowherd boy, Krishna, and then Srimati Radharani. My request to you is that you take the chanting very serious in this temple. I have really spoken yesterday with many, many people who all agreed with me that this temple has totally transformed and changed because the devotees have somehow given, somehow the devotees are spreading this atmosphere here. I think if you become very serious in your chanting, you will actually be able to make a great impact. We have wonderful devotees here, Raghavananda, Muniji, many very powerful preachers have come and joined our efforts here. I'm very, very impressed by the wonderful devotees from India who are giving their... This is what Prabhupada wanted. He always encouraged the Indians, you should help spread this movement. You should not hide, but you should spread. The very powerful force has entered our preaching efforts in Munich. And I'm very, very impressed. I wish you really all the best. And please make a little advancement in your chanting. Understand the sadhana of the Gaudiyas, which is, do these things with a little deeper understanding. We Hare Krishna devotees have to be careful because we are a preaching movement. We always go on the level of the newest comer to make him understand something. But we have to also develop as persons and develop our own sadhana with the right understanding and make a little advancement in our Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada wanted, which is necessary. We always take only care of the newest people. The level of our movement will be new, and older devotees will not feel satisfied because they are not nourished with the information which they now need. So it's very important that we think here of the sadhana of the Gaudiyas and you know, do that what we came to learn. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. very much impressed. One who meditates in this way, chanting the mantra and thinks of Krishna, concentrating his mind upon the always auspicious form of the Lord, is very soon freed from all material contamination. And thus he does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. Prabhupada says, this fixed meditation is called samadhi or trance. A person constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord cannot be deviated from meditating on the form of the Lord. The Achana Marga, or the devotional path prescribed in the Pancharatra system of devotional service for worshipping the Lord in the temple, makes the devotees think constantly of the Lord. That is samadhi or trance. One who practices in this way cannot deviate from the service of the Lord, and that makes him perfect in the mission of human life. Prabhupada gives in text 53 an interesting thing here. It is hinted herein by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj that by meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord and at the same time chanting the mantra, one becomes so perfect within 7 days that he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. That's the Vidyadharas, I think they are called. Let's go to the Kecharan. The Kecharan. I think you don't want to see the Vidyadharas, isn't it? I mean, is it a point for you? I once saw them. I read this text and then I said, okay, I'm doing this for 7 days now. It's in the Bhagavatam. If it works, then I was interested. Does it work for me? So I remember there was a wonderful scene. I was in Yamunotri and I had read this text before. So I had heard you should chant in japa and think of Krishna. And I said, I wonder if I would see these beings. So I still remember. It was 12 o'clock, it was 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was in my bed. And I was just thinking, I hope I see these Vidyadharas. What can I do? I'm just a little different than. I'm just like this. What can I do? I have to be honest. So I went outside of my room and I chanted like it was said in the Bhagavatam. Then I opened my eyes and I looked at the path, which was just opposite the valley. You know, here I was sitting, then was the valley, and then there was a path, which I had take, which we had taken to come to Yamunotri. And I was just looking like this. I hope the Vidyadharas come. Then all of a sudden, I saw light coming around the corner. Then I saw these beautiful beings walking on the path and dancing and playing musical instrument. And there was a heavenly, or you say in English, a celestial, either eine himmlische Musik. And they were just coming, and it looked just so gracious. It looked, later as someone showed me a short movie, 7 minutes by this Japanese artist, which is about a boy who goes into the forest, and all of a sudden, gling, 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 he sees these forest spirits, you know, the spirits of the forest with the cherry blossoms and everything. And so it looked much more beautiful than than anything you have ever seen. They just danced, bling, 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 danced, and was just so beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful. I felt like, or maybe I should go to them. But then I said, well, I don't know. Maybe they take me to the heavenly planets then, and I want to go to Gangotri first, Yamunotri, then Gangotri. I was careful to better not go, and I just looked and looked and looked. It was really amazing. And I know they were devotees, because they came to Yamunotri. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once in Navadvip went out of the Chaitanya Mart, and one servant followed him 300 meters behind. All of a sudden, he saw Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur surrounded by these heavenly beings who played Madanga and who chanted. And later, he asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "Guru Maharaj, I followed you into the night, and I saw you surrounded with these aristocratic people I've never seen before. Who were they?" And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "Oh, they were from the heavenly planets. They came on pilgrimage to Navadvip, Gauranga Mahaprabhu." And even, you know, the Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur, Gauranga, I think you must have visited a few times. There is one guard, Chokidar, who heard one evening this heavenly music. So he climbed into a tree to see who was coming, and he also saw these beings. Devotees, you can see them. It is not only Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but the God can saw them. And I also saw them. I'm just, you know, I forgot actually because after all, we are not, you know, we as devotees don't want to waste time with mystical visions. But I did have this, and I really was very nice, you know. It was just interesting, I would say. And so it works. that is what I wanted to see. But you know, don't be like me. So I'm a little bit not proper, not good. So you please only worship Krishna, you know. Want to see Radha and Krishna. Or, ultimately, we don't, you know, whenever they choose to reveal, that's up to them. We don't want to have such a desire. I want to see God. This is not, We want to serve Krishna. When he wants to reveal himself, that's up to him. Krishna. Good. I wish you would have seen the Daya Gauranga. You would have loved that. But best is not to go there. You know, you might have kidnapped you also. They might thought this Daya Gauranga is simply the best. We kidnap him. Good, I have finished what I wanted to say. May I ask you, could you understand what I wanted to say, or was it too unclear to you? It's different than what we hear regularly, but this is the purpose and this is the text. Munit, you could understand. Yes. Yeah. Please, you. Yes, please, please, please. I really thought it was nice for the Sunday feast to have Radha and Krishna there so that people can see. You know, it's so different. We are not Ramananda Roy's. And if even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not understand. I mean, please understand who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is a very, very exalted personality. It's you know, very, very important. Exalted. Phew. There are no Sarvabhauma Bhattacharyas nowadays who are just so learned, you know, like knowing 20,000 scriptures by heart. And, you know, these are really geniuses. They're not ordinary scholars at all. We hear that he is Brihaspati who came, the instructor of the demi, the guru of the demigods. This Brihaspati, we are fools. We are very foolish. We don't know anything. You know, they have Brihaspati. Are there any questions? Gaur Hari, Munit, Rosella. Rosella.
I thank you again for mentioning this point that when we chant, we should see the form of Krishna. I was wondering, so many times we hear those kind of instruction. Often, sometimes we hear we have enough knowledge. We have heard so much about the philosophy. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, how is it that it's so difficult to put it into practice? Yes, that's the question.
It's a very good question. Why is it so difficult to put instructions like this, you know, chanting and remembering Krishna, into practice? You see, it's because we are not on that level yet. Let me give you a very simple example. You know, there are these people who know to go ice skating. You know, Schlittschuhlauf. No, ice skating. It's, they have these shoes and then they have this metal, yes, and then they go, it's, and then, and they can go in circles, and they can, some can jump, and then go, and so on. They know this art, but if you are trying to do this, it's not possible for you, because you are, how can one do this? You know, it's a. I tried when I was a child, and I was failing miserably. You know, and you're not on that level. So thinking of Krishna is for those who are pure in mind, but you are not. I mean, you wish to be, but you are still not so pure. You know, like this one shloka says, you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly if you have worshipped Vasudev for hundreds of births. I like chanting, as you know. I like singing, and I would love to always chant Hare Krishna, but I have not worshipped Vasudev for hundreds of years. Therefore, I forget during the day. You think it's simple, Gaurahari, but it's not. It's only possible when you are pure. When you are a rebellious, fallen soul, you don't have this purity in the heart. It's not there, this love of Krishna. And therefore, it's as difficult for you as jumping with a pirouette. Pirouette, I don't know what it is in English. Pirouette? Like a ice skater. Hans Bäumler was the Olympia winner. I know because my mother is a fan of ice skating. It's not possible. But, Gaurahari, it is possible if you are very humble. Very humble means not artificially, but very humble in your heart, not proud, and take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's why it's so absolutely important to become humble and not think we are advanced. When we are very humble, take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. By his mercy, everything is possible. You really, when it has been seen, it is stated in the Shastras that Mahaprabhu's mercy can make a layman walk over mountains. You know, it could help you to become an ice skater. But we don't want this, you know. But it can do. It can help the layman to walk over mountains, and it can help, this mercy can help the blind man to see the stars in the sky. He can see. So you can also spiritually see at that time. Then it is possible, these things. But, you know, this Krishna consciousness, you can't break in by intellectual or mental strengths or by just determination. You need that Gauranga Mahaprabhu opens the door for you. Krishna. He only will do this if you come crawling on your belly to get his mercy. And, you know, like it says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we should beg Gauranga Mahaprabhu for the holy name. Beg, please give me the holy name, please. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. A very good question. I'm asking this question very often in my life, Gaurahari. Why? It's just before the eyes. It seems to be just so close. Everything is Prabhupada's books. He makes these promises, you know, chant Hare Krishna, you will see Radha Krishna. Don't try to artificially meditate. They will just come out of the Hare Krishna mantra. Here. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna, Rama, and their energies, and that is the perfect stage of trance. Hare Krishna, very simple. As soon as one chants, one sees. Oh, why? Why are we so fallen? You know, this is what you think when you read this, you know. As soon as one chants, yes, Prabhupada. For you. So then I'm thinking, okay, I don't see them. Then let me have a picture at least of them. Then, you know, I'm also trying in my own little Western way. The idea really is, these devotees who write like this, these pure devotees, they all have a relationship with Krishna. And that's what is the missing part. We have to start there, Gaurahari. Think of a relationship. I'm Krishna's Krishna. I'm Krishna's part somehow. I'm his part and he's merciful. And, you know, just think about a relationship. That's the principle. Oh, Krishna. Muniji.
Maharaj, we really, you know, when we are chanting, we see at the altar and we see the photographs. Well, we appreciate the beauty of the deities. Mm-hmm. How to understand actually the form of gods? Because in various places we have seen or heard that it's a spiritual form.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have heard about all the senses that, you know, the senses can do all the senses can do all the things, all the activities. So we cannot conceive it in our current understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So how to appreciate that spiritual form of Radha and Krishna?
Murit, this is a very good question also. Please keep asking this question to different older devotees who come by. I will give you my answer, but this is only my answer. It's good if you collect many answers and then see which answer helps you to see that the Lord is transcendental. See, there is a great Vaishnava writer in our tradition. His name is Prabodhananda Saraswati, a great scholar, and he has written a book on Vrindavan. It's called the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And in this book, he gives us a meditation how to understand the forms of Radha and Krishna. He says, first leave the world behind, then go to the Viraja river, that is the river which separates the material from the spiritual world. Then go to then enter the Brahman. You know, he describes how to come to Radha and Krishna. Then leave that behind. Then go to Vaikuntha, and even leave Vaikuntha behind and enter the land of Vrindavan. So in this meditation, or let us say in this verse, we learn that we have to leave all, we have to leave the world of form behind, we have to leave the world of formlessness, that's the opposite, behind, the Brahman, and then comes a spiritual dimension where first of all the opulence and majesty of the Lord is shown, the Vaikuntha planet, and beyond that is the manifestation where the divine sweetness of Radha and Krishna Leela are there. So I'm thinking in my mind, okay, it's not form, it's not formlessness, the form, it's beyond that. It's the world of consciousness, pure consciousness. Therefore, it said Radha and Krishna can only be understood on the plane of Vasudev Sattva or Shuddha Sattva. I think you understand these words. Yes, so pure sattva. In this world, you always find sattva mixed with rajas and tamas. You cannot have the pure item because it's just, it's not available here. It's always mixed to some degrees. So this is pure, pure consciousness. Forms of consciousness, forms of Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Imagine, these are the ingredients. It doesn't say, like in your anatomical, class, bones, marrow, blood, cells, and so on. No, Sat, Chit, and Ananda. And I'm thinking like this, and then I'm thinking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very nice advice, a very simple advice. He says, before you even think of Radha and Krishna, you should first understand that it is totally spiritual. It's not what you know in this world. It's not the same composition. It's Satchitat and Ananda. That's the composition. Eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Just imagine the form of the Lord, or remember, the form of the Lord is eternity, bliss, and knowledge, Munit. That is simple enough. Because when we are in a devotional mood, we don't want complicated intellectual things. We want to just, so how is it? And then we want to offer our devotion. Just think the form is Satchit and Ananda. And then you understand, I can't understand, you know, a form of eternality. How will you understand this? A form of eternality. Eternality seems to be such a... Is it at all a substance? It seems to be not a substance. It seems to be a time quality. But then time is already beyond quality of time. So then you can understand, okay, the form is something else than what I know is a form. Like that. Does that help?
At least some more information.
Yeah, at least some more information. Yeah. Correct, yes. Yes.
This is whenever I'm thinking on this, it just keeps coming that how to appreciate the spiritual form of Radha.
There's only one way how to appreciate it. It's by love. If you develop love of Krishna, that's the only way you can appreciate Krishna. That's the only way you can know Krishna. Not by the mind. Not by the intellect. It's by love. That's the only way. It only goes through this channel. And that's already very difficult for us. Oh, by love. But I give you a simple example. You have now a child. For me, this child is, because I'm not the father, I don't want to offend you and Priti, but it's like any other child for me. Because, see, I don't have the same love. It is you and your wife, you just, this is your child, and it's even if the child would have some fever or would not be as beautiful as a Bombay film star, you know. For you, it really doesn't matter. You would love that child much more than the beautiful, intelligent Bombay film star. I mean, they are usually not so intelligent, I understand. But you get what I'm saying. Because through love, you appreciate that child and every little thing. The child will go blah 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 blah, and you will say, "Pah, he speaks, she speaks," and you know, you will be in the class, and the child is sleeping, and then it goes blah blah blah, and you go like, "Oh," and I go like, "Ah, when will they take this child out of the room?" You know, because I can't appreciate so much. I don't have the same amount of love in the heart. So this is the secret how to understand Krishna. Welcome, Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Darshan will soon open. Please sit down. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just a point I wanted to ask you. That sometimes I feel that if to your material vision the forms are attractive, because sometimes you see the forms of the Lord, they made so exquisite that, you know, you feel attraction even on external
level. Yeah, yeah.
And much easier you can, how do you say, you can appreciate and you kind of drink this beauty with your eyes.
Yeah.
But if the forms are very transcendental, but materially you can, it's very difficult to connect.
Yeah. I always give advice to devotees who want to worship deities. I always say, you have to fall in love with your deities, and then only you can worship. Because you are right, it is very difficult when they are maybe not so finely carved, as when they are. That's, you know, when you see Radha Kanhaiya Lal, I think you will agree they're very beautiful. Yeah. And it's very easy to think of them. Yeah. But the deities will reveal themselves later. I remember Vamsi Das Babaji. He loved his deities. He had a simple hut, but he had many big deities in there. I forgot. He had Gornitai and Gopal and Radha Krishna, I think. When he traveled, he had a bullock cart for all of his deities. He was in love with his deities. And when someone would come to ask him a question, he would refer the question to Gopal. Someone would ask him, you know, during a darshan, a question, and then he would say, what do you think, Gopal? And then he heard an answer, and then he said to the person, Gopal said this. What do I know? I don't know anything, but Gopal gave you this answer. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. I can understand, and you came to get.
That's okay. We'll come later.
Yeah. Turn around. There you see Radha and Krishna. There you have your darshan.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. No, I refer to these photographs. Yes. But beyond that, he's everywhere. And if we have eyes of love, we can see him everywhere. I wish you a wonderful good day. Thank you for coming to our temple. Maybe, Munit, you can just give them a little prasadam. You know, anyone who comes to Krishna's temple should take a little prasadam. Please go with Munit. He can. Yes. Munit, in my room there are Krishna cookies, prasadam cookies from Radha Vrindavan Chandra. You can give our guests from there. Yes. Very important people. See, they have culture. They know. I want to see the Lord, and you have to greet them and give them some prasadam, because that is what is expected when you go to the mandir. They know that. Prabhupada also would not allow anyone to leave before they would have prasadam. You know. No, Swamiji, I'm so, I have so much, I have no time. No, you take prasadam. You, and he's gonna just, then they could go. Yeah. No, we will soon see, I can guarantee you, these intelligent devotees Indians, they are a real, real benefit to our movement. They're much more intelligent than I, for instance. I can see they're educated. I'm not educated. You know, they're very qualified in so many ways. When they can take up the preaching, you know, and become convinced, wow, the quality of our movement will just go to the sky. Should always see these devotees, like also, they're so powerful. I met one Indian, you know, this one devotee, whose wife is also there with a little daughter, you must know, who always paints her face a little bit, like children do. He told me he met Munit once in the embassy, just saw him, and then he met him another time on the train. Munit was just chanting. And then this person asked, "What are you doing?" You know, the Indian asked him. The Munit says, "I'm chanting, and please come to my Bhakti Sangha." And he came, and now he's a devotee. Just very, very cool. You know, they are very qualified. They do this computer expert things and so on. They're a real asset. Real asset. Real. They're jewels. Good. So, Dayagoranga, I personally feel it's very important to tell devotees not just to take any Gaunitai because they are not on that level, you know, they are really not on that level. They should fall in love with the deities first and then consider taking it. When you sell Gaunitai in your shop, you really should see. I have not seen the deities. I cannot pass a comment if they are really beautiful. I know that Gaurabhavini and Shrishtikata, they look for the most beautiful. They have people searching all the deities and in India and picking up because they know this has to be really beautiful. If they are so, often we see some not finely carved, and then they will take this for a few days, but then they will neglect the worship, the young devotees, who are not like Bhaktisiddhas Babaji, you know. We are Bhaktisiddhas Babaji. We have no access to this. Yeah. Hare Krishna. It's very important, Munit, when our devotees and guests come, you, Hare Krishna. You should always give them prasadam. It's very important. Very important. It's Prabhupada used to always make this sure, and then invite them to tell them on Sundays, and these are the darshan times. And
I got their email ID and phone number.
Very good. And then invite them to your Bhakti Sangha. Yes, very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah. You are really like a preaching lion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Then there was Rosella, bitte.
I have a small question.
Yeah.
About the worshipping of Shishidhara in Thai in India. How is that? Because he's a yoga avatar.
Yeah. And he's a yoga avatar. Yeah. Yeah, very good question also. It's a yoga avatar. So why is Gauranga Mahaprabhu mostly known in Bengal? Mostly known in not so much outside of Bengal. The only explanation I have is that Dharma and Sanatan Dharma is really attacked in Kali Yuga. For instance, you can see one thing in India. India has become the greatest leather exporting country in the world. And you know from where the leather comes? It's cow leather. I've heard the biggest amount of leather is exported from India. More than Argentina. And Argentina, you know, is known for, you know, breeding cows. You know, that's the beef industry is the mainstay of the economy of Argentina, I heard, you know. So India has advanced even, I mean, advanced is not the word. And this shows us how much Kali Yoga is there. If a country like India is, but India is much larger than Argentina, isn't it? Much, much. How many people in Argentina do we know? Andy, 30 million. How many in India? Oh, yeah.
Because I remember, Maharaj, in Indian value, it's more than 100 crores, they call.
The people?
Yeah, number of people. It's 120 crores.
It's a billion?
Means 10 million, 100 times means billion.
Yeah, more than a billion.
Billion. More than a billion people. Hare Krishna. So you can't really compare. Yes. But it's really bad that in India, the mother cow, you know, everyone, that they are slaughtered. That's really bad. That's really a sign that it goes down, you know, spiritually. It's really something very serious, I feel. The biggest leather exporter in the world. You know? So, from cows. So, you can see, because spirituality in Kali Yuga goes down, that's a phenomenon which we know from the Shastra, therefore the Yuga avatar is not so much known at Also, it cannot be forgotten that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is a Channa avatar. Channa avatar means a hidden avatar. It's that in the Shastras, in the Bhagavatam, he's explained to be a Channa avatar, hidden avatar. It's in other words a little, it's secretive. And in Kali Yuga, it makes so much sense that Dharma or Sanatana Dharma is a secretive thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is, what Prabhupada said, we should chant, we should spread the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Our little part we will do. Now this, you know, I always feel great, great happiness in my life when I see non-Bengali Indians. It's of course very nice to see the Bengali Indians. Shachinandan Gaura Hari, you know, how they say, Shachinandan Gaura Hari, you know, that's such a nice way of pronouncing it. But I'm very happy to see the non-Bengali Indians understanding about Gauranga Mahaprabhu by the Hare Krishna movement. You see, South India, where really is not much knowledge about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so many temples are opening, they were well visited, and if you go now to India, our movement is spreading very fast and very well in India. It's so encouraging, really. In Delhi alone, there are four temples. We all know the glory of India Temple. I think most of the devotees have seen pictures or visited. But I was surprised. There's Punjabi Bagh. Have you heard? You have heard? It's such a huge congregation there. Huge. I don't know, 10,000 or Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath community, if there is one initiation ceremony, the 400 devotees are getting initiated. And there are two at one sitting, you know. And then there are two of these a year, 800. And Radhanath Maharaj says it's difficult to imagine, you know, it expands exponentially. Now I can't, you know, once it, you know, when you have so such a little quantity, then the next time it exponential expanding means like this, it expands one time, this is double, but now on the next expansion it goes already, you follow what I want to explain? Then the next expansion, it doesn't go just this little bit. No, it goes double the, whoop, you know. Then whoop. Then whoop. That's only the third time it expands. Now, Rosella, if it expands one more time, I have already difficult to grasp it, you know. It's already not, no, I mean, I don't think I can do it. Let me try to do. Yeah. But now I can't do it anymore. Sorry, a little time. You know, this is now, Radha Gopinath is now here. The next time it expands, that is in half a year, or in a few minutes, it will be there. And then, you know, if, whoop, that's gone, you know. This is how it expands. This is called exponential expanding. I'm not so... If Lakshmi, the wife of Kunya Bihari, would be here, she could explain us mathematically how it works. But I can only do it like this. So this is in India very encouraging. It really, people become devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. In the West, yeah, there are good signs also. There are some very good preaching projects. I know some. And it's also going, but it's a bit more difficult, obviously, than the Westerners don't have the same sanskaras. You know, in India, whew, it's so wonderful. They are, even the modern generation will remember, yes, my grandmother, she always read Bhagavad Gita. You always hear this, isn't it? So now we have to be very fast because India is really running towards material advancement. Oh, but preaching is also running like anything, so we have to run behind. It's very encouraging. In India, it's very encouraging. In Mumbai, we have also four temples. Do you know? There's Juhu Beach, I mean, Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir. Then there's Radha Gopinath Mandir. Then on Mir, there's something on Mira Road. It's near the hospital. And then there's another, I do not know. And then there's a Bhaktivedanta hospital, which is like another temple. I mean, you should really see. Have you visited?
No, I haven't.
You must visit. It's amazing. It's really like there's kirtan going on all over the loudspeakers and Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev. They visit all the hospital bedrooms. And give darshan. There's regular classes they have a big assembly room where everyone can come and hear every morning a class. But still, I was so happy when I left the hospital. I mean, it's a hospital. I mean, you can feel. You can hear the screams. Okay, Daya Goranga, this will be the last question and then we will have to end. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask regarding chanting and meditating on Lord Chaitanya as Radha and Krishna, because as we read and know the behavior of Lord Chaitanya, he never liked to be addressed as Krishna.
Yeah.
So, how we go about this?
Very good question. Very good question. I must tell you, I have never heard of anyone. I mean, it was implicit. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed Radha and Krishna, and then only Gauranga Mahaprabhu, not Nityananda. that is his installation. Because it was understood they are the same. Tattva, and you could see now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Radha and Krishna. It was implicit. It was not implicitized. Do you know implicit? It was those who could understand, understood, you know, like that. It was not explained outside, to the outside world. Yes. Prabhupada installed Nityananda because he thought Gauranga Mahaprabhu is most merciful, but even more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Nityananda, who saved the Jagai and Madai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was ready to use his chakra against Jagai and Madai, but Jagai and Madai were saved by Nityananda. Prabhupada knew who we were. He didn't think we were the most advanced. He understood Jagai and Madai. Very merciful. So yeah, but the idea is was there. But yes, we should not meditate about Radha and Krishna and meditate about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is in separation of Radha and Krishna. This is we worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his sannyas mood. That's what I read in Gaur Govinda Maharaj's magazine, and I was told by many advanced devotees, this is how we worship, that he is worshipping, he's longing for Radha and Krishna. Yeah, that brings the peacock feather controversy. There are many magazines about it, many discussion. I go by the purport of Prabhupada that we should allow Mahaprabhu to be in the mood of longing for Radha and Krishna, and we should not put him there. But there are others who say that Prabhupada, and that's effect also, allowed the peacock feather to be placed on the deities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because I think, I always feel Prabhupada wanted to preach to many, many people and wanted to show them that this is the Lord. That was in his mind, which is true. He is the Lord, and he wanted to, he was thinking really of elevating many, many people. That was Prabhupada's perspective. So you have to decide by which perspective you wish to go, you know. Both are there, and I believe if a devotee becomes a little older and goes deeper into the understandings of Krishna consciousness, he will understand the perspective of Prabhupada, which is, you know. That is the unique thing about Prabhupada's writing, Dayagaranga. You will find the vast scope of Krishna consciousness is explained in there. I have seen devotees writing books about Raganuga Bhakti in Prabhupada's teachings. All quotations, you know. And I have seen devotees writing books, Prabhupada's statements about against Raganuga Bhakti. Both is there. So it depends where you are, you know. Where is your adhika? Adhika means your spiritual qualification. And according to your qualification, you must practice. There you are. What is your... So. Because Prabhupada did have to take everyone on board, so to say. That's also what other Gaudiya institutions, I talked yesterday with, or I talked while I was in Munich with the many, many devotees, and they, other movements, Gaudiya movements, appreciate this very much in Prabhupada. They know this, that Prabhupada really wanted to contact every fallen soul and give everyone the chance. Therefore, his teachings are so broad, so that everyone can be nourished. Good. We said this was the last question because time is also there. It's 20 minutes to 10. It's a little bit late. Yeah, yeah, time goes very fast in Munich. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bo. Mm-hmm.